Listening, Part 2. You will hear some conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. Choose the correct answers for each conversation. Conversation 1. Okay, we can start here. It's a nice, quiet place. Ready?
Well, you know, I've never driven before. My dad taught my brother and they both wanted to teach me last year. But I thought an instructor would be better. You know, someone confident and professional.
I agree. It's better to keep fathers and brothers out of it, or anyone you know, actually. Too easy to get into arguments otherwise. Now, don't worry. We'll start with the basics. Just before we change seats, make sure it's safe to open the door. What do you think you're looking for?
Perhaps other cars, cyclists. Is it safe to get out?
That's right. Okay, so let's change over, then I'll show you how to set the mirrors, start the car and use the brakes. Okay, we can start here. It's a nice, quiet place. Ready?
Well, you know, I've never driven before. My dad taught my brother and they both wanted to teach me last year. But I thought an instructor would be better. You know, someone confident and professional.
I agree. It's better to keep fathers and brothers out of it, or anyone you know, actually. Too easy to get into arguments otherwise. Now, don't worry. We'll start with the basics. Just before we change seats, make sure it's safe to open the door. What do you think you're looking for?
Perhaps other cars, cyclists. Is it safe to get out?
That's right. Okay, so let's change over, then I'll show you how to set the mirrors, start the car and use the brakes. Conversation 2.
How many languages do you speak?
Well, I speak French and Spanish. I can read and understand German, but I can't speak it at all.
Wow, and now you want to study Italian. Why did you choose it?
Well, it's similar to Spanish, so it will be quite easy for me. But most importantly, I'm mad about Italy. Everything. Rome, the history, the food. Ugh. I was thinking about coming here for a 6-week course, but then I decided to stay longer. I'm going home at the end of the year now.
That's 8 months, right? Where are you staying here in Rome?
The college offered to find a hotel or an apartment, but I didn't fancy those. I'm going to stay with a host family. I'll practice the language more.
How many languages do you speak?
Well, I speak French and Spanish. I can read and understand German, but I can't speak it at all.
Wow, and now you want to study Italian. Why did you choose it?
Well, it's similar to Spanish, so it will be quite easy for me. But most importantly, I'm mad about Italy. Everything. Rome. The history. The food. Ugh. I was thinking about coming here for a 6-week course, but then I decided to stay longer. I'm going home at the end of the year now.
That's 8 months, right? Where are you staying here in Rome?
The college offered to find a hotel or an apartment, but I didn't fancy those. I'm going to stay with a host family. I'll practice the language more.
Conversation 3.
Come on, Henry. Hurry up.
A lot of snow's fallen overnight and it takes ages to clear the car.
All right, all right. I've had enough of this snowy weather, you know. Why can't we just stay at home for a bit? I'd rather not risk the journey.
What do you mean? We promised Jane and Michael I'd look after the kids while they're out doing their shopping.
Well, I'm really not looking forward to the drive from their place to work on these slippery roads, but I can't make excuses. The grandchildren are waiting, after all, and we both know how much they love seeing you.
It's not that bad, and I'm sure it will melt before you leave there to go to work. Look, the sun's coming out already. Come on, Henry, hurry up. A lot of snow's fallen overnight and it takes ages to clear the car.
All right, all right. I've had enough of this snowy weather, you know. Why can't we just stay at home for a bit? I'd rather not risk the journey.
What do you mean? We promised Jane and Michael I'd look after the kids while they're out doing their shopping.
Well, I'm really not looking forward to the drive from their place to work on these slippery roads, but I can't make excuses. The grandchildren are waiting, after all, and we both know how much they love seeing you.
It's not that bad, and I'm sure it will melt before you leave there to go to work. Look, the sun's coming out already.
That is the end of part 2.